time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this terrific Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us every Tuesday in this time slot is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
The United States Supreme Court on Thursday and Friday came out with some rulings. And everybody was excited because it affected the J6ers. There was all kinds of things. Plus, yesterday, they ruled in favor of Donald Trump on the immunity case for January 6th. They've been cranking out all kinds of decisions. There was a couple of decisions that you texted me this morning that you said actually affects your situation, your lawsuits here in Michigan.
It does. And first I'll say, not everybody was happy with these SCOTUS rulings. I will say the New Age communists, if we can call them that, have really shown themselves to be who they are in this last week with all the hand-wringing and crying and everything. Oh, this country's going to hell in a handbasket because of SCOTUS rulings. Give me a break. Grow up. Read the Constitution. Actually, first, go read the article, the Declaration of Independence, and all of the grievances that are cited. What, 24, 27 of them? Mm-hmm. Anyways, one of the big ones in the Declaration of Independence, one of those grievances was a right to jury trial. And with the Jarkasi case, we've been watching this case for the last year or so, because what it was challenging was this great power that the administrative agencies had. Now, this is at the federal level with this particular case. And what it was saying is that you don't get an opportunity for a jury trial like you do in the judicial branch. So the administrative court lies within the executive branch, which is awful to begin with because there's a reason why there's separation of powers.
Sure.
So in the administrative agencies, even at the federal level, when you go in and you are sued by or are suing, they're an agency, an executive branch agency, you don't get the opportunity for a jury trial. So say when the Liquor Commission first took me to court to try and suspend my license, I do get to go before a judge, but that judge is appointed most times by the governor, him or herself. So obviously there's, you know, those judges are going to be beholden. We never got a fair shake in administrative court in any of the three courts that I was in the executive branch here in Michigan. Now, what the Jarkasi rule says is I now get a right to a jury trial, a jury of my peers, not just some appointed judge. That is a big, big deal.
Point of clarification. So it's not a bench trial with one judge being the ruler, final decider of the case, it now has to go in front of a jury of your peers.
It doesn't have to, but we now at least get an opportunity to do so. They cannot deny a right to jury trial in these executive branch administrative agency hearings, period.
So in light of the cases that you just cited that you didn't get a hearing, proper hearing in front of a jury, at this point, have you rendered a decision yet whether you're going to ask for one in those cases?
No, probably not. So what ultimately has happened, we've got the win. I always say we failed our way to the top. We had to go through the ringer on all of these agencies in order to get to circuit court for an elected official, at least, to look at that. So right now, the laws in Michigan obviously are not going to change overnight, but what needs to happen is this Jarchese case needs to come into play, and our legislators need to go do their job, which the next case I'll tell you about is pointed directly at that.
Perfect. Great spot for a break. You're almost becoming a pro at this, man. Ian Murphy, Iron Pig Smokehouse, will be right back.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy, Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. You said you got another case that is even more specific to your situation?
Yeah, so the other case that we have been watching even closer than the Jarchese case is one that involves Chevron, the oil and gas company that everybody knew from 30, 40 years ago. They had a case come before the Supreme Court that was adjudicated years ago, and ultimately what happened was this doctrine that came out of this case called the Chevron deference. And really what it means, and so a lot of these things that we always try and boil down so the guy on the other side of the bar can understand them, right? So broad strokes with the Jarchese case and with the Chevron case. What Chevron created was a doctrine that told judges that they basically had to rule, or the authority, the ultimate authority in these executive administrative agency cases, deference had to be given to the agency, as the agency was the ultimate authority. And in the case with Iron Pig, in all of these administrative courts, they gave deference to the health department because the health department is supposedly supposed to be the authoritative figures in order to fill in the gaps with the legislation that was passed. So the legislation that was passed with MCL 2253, which is now unconstitutional, was the health director may limit the gathering of people for any purpose and may establish procedures. That was the law that was passed in 1976 or 78, I forget now.
Right.
That was it. So the administrative agency filled in the gaps being curfews, masks, social distancing, all of the crazy things that we always cite that the governor did and then turned to the health department agency under the executive branch of the governor filled in the gaps because the legislature couldn't or wouldn't back in 1976 when they wrote that law. So now what's going to have to happen, A, because of Iron Pig, sort of, and B, now definitely because the Chevron doctrine or Chevron deference has now been overruled. This is what allowed the EPA and all of these other agencies to grow in such enormity over the last 40 years. When we talk about things have gotten so out of hand, it takes 6 to 10 times longer to build a nuclear power plant here in the United States, the great United States, versus in France, where they can do it, I think, in 3 years. This is why. The Chevron deference is why. Because deference has been given to these executive branch agencies when filling in the gaps with terrible legislation that was passed by Congress. So now, in the states and at the federal level, these legislators need to get back to doing their jobs, get off social media, pretending like you're an influencer, and write specificity in these laws. That's what we have been after this entire time. And this SCOTUS case and both of these cases are now saying the levels were equal now. Chevron and Jarchese both put a finger on Lady Justice's scale in favor of the government. Now those scales are evened out. And it's time for the legislature to go back, do their jobs, and put more specificity into these laws.
I want to be clear on this point, too. So the things you are talking about, it's your actual cases that you've already filed to rein in these bureaucratic agencies with these declaratory rulings and all the things unelected officials have basically shoved down our throats and basically forced us to do. You are attempting to do that at the state level. Are you here on this show right now saying that this has been done at the federal level and therefore we don't have to do that at the state level?
It has been done at the federal level. The Chevron deference is overruled. So judges now don't have to look at these executive agencies or their directors as the ultimate authority on these things. They can now consider outside information. They could have before, but deference always had to be given that the agency or the government has our best wishes at heart. I'm not even kidding you. That's how it what it says. That is no the playing field has been completely leveled just with these two decisions alone. It now puts me, the small business owner, in a much better position to defend myself. A, because I get a right to jury trial, and now because the judge doesn't have the weight of the government and the executive branch agency weighing on them, they can now look at the plain language to limit the gathering of people for any purpose. That was BS from beginning, and we knew it. And now what's going to have to happen is the legislature, anytime these things are brought up because they're so ambiguous, they're probably going to be overturned if you get a fair judge. We always said in all of our administrative hearings, Liquor Commission, Department of Agriculture, and the Health Department, just to remind everybody, every single case, no judge wanted to be known as what we called the COVID judge. Nobody, none of those judges, all five of them, none of them wanted to be seen as the COVID judge. And now go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish that thought.
Nope. Now they simply have to look at the plain language of the statutes.
Of the statutes themselves. Got it. So point of clarification in that process. All these challenges that the Iron Pig has filed over the last 3-4 years, you've been dealing with all this garbage and these lawsuits and everything. Are you now saying that because of that, do you still need to continue your lawsuit that you appealed with the health department, or have you basically been granted a victory already?
No, we definitely need to keep adjudicating this.
Why?
Well, because I've said it many times before, and you know this, government does not relent power. And if we don't proceed with these two cases now in our back pocket,
yeah,
nothing will be done. You know this legislature, this governor is not going to go out and charge the legislature with, okay, this has happened at SCOTUS. We probably need to look at the thousands and thousands of administrative law statutes that enable this sort of thing. I don't think, honestly, any governor has the fortitude to do that sort of thing. But our legislatures need to look closely at what has happened. And this is why the liberals and progressives are so upset, because they think this great power has been taken from the federal government or these executive branch agencies at the state level, and it has.
Wow.
That's why they're so upset.
Got a text message in. Patriot Pat is asking, in Ian's opinion, even though they know you're not a lawyer and didn't sleep at the Holiday Inn Express last night, has this taken the totalitarian power away from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, the DEQ?
It has, yes. It definitely has the potential to do that. Now, it has to be used in the correct way. And those, we don't have enough time to get into that, but yes, it does. Anybody that is challenging an executive branch agency right now is cheering on both of these decisions, the Jarchese and the Chevron. The Chevron being the biggest one of them all. But you cannot lose sight of the fact that Jarchese now gives people like me an opportunity for a jury trial, which is certainly much more impartial than an appointed judge.
Okay, and I'm going to spell it for you guys. If you want me, I can forward this text message from Ian this morning. Two big SCOTUS decisions last week impact my case. Chevron, C-H-E, V as in victory, R-O-N, and Jarchese, J-A-R-K-E-S-Y. Is that the correct spelling, Ian?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay, Jarchese. Okay, now on that point, you said every single executive branch that is part of the governor's executive branch, every single one of those executive departments, so we're talking Liquor Control Commission, we're talking the restaurant health department situation, we're dealing like with Pat, he's in construction, he's constantly dealing with wetlands issues, yep, when they're walking developments, when farmers, I mean, we're dealing with all kinds of things that they use through the ag department there in Lansing. This is every single executive branch we have in the state of Michigan?
Every single one of them, and at the federal level.
Wow.
The EPA, the CDC, all of these all of these.
Oh my God, CDC, Fauci, and those guys. Oh man, this is. Do you know how large a decision this was?
That's what I'm trying to get across to people. That's why the left wing is so upset, because they feel like this Supreme Court is moving towards a totalitarian, authoritarian regime, when in fact, it's the opposite. They're moving back to the Founding Fathers' original intention, right? Go back and read the Declaration of Independence and those 20-some grievances. It's all sitting right there. It's all right there. And that's what this Supreme Court is doing. Even with overturning, with the Dobbs ruling, people are so upset with that. Whether you agree or disagree, what that actually did was said there is nothing in the Constitution for abortion. It merely needs to go back to the states. The states are 50-some incubators for law, and that's what they said. Let it go back to the people. And let it not be forgotten that there is a way to make a constitutional amendment, too, by the way. But my ultimate goal in saying is this Chevron decision specifically really destroys the administrative state, which we always call the fourth branch of government, because it's so big. And hopefully now the states will see, and those of us that are in proceedings with these agencies, see this case and now use it and say, listen, judge, you no longer have to give deference to this agency as the authority. You are allowed to now look at separate independent evidences that we are able to present. We're always able to present them, but it didn't mean that they had to listen to them. Now they at least have to give a fair shake.
Man, I am just blown away. I had no idea. And I've been following all of these rulings that they've been putting out. Do you know not one major media source that I monitor mentioned anything about Chevron or Jarisky? Not one. I wasn't even aware of this, Ian, because so much attention was given to Trump's immunity and the J6ers from last week.
Right, right.
I mean, that's the dog and pony show going after Trump is what they were wanting to report on. But this is even bigger.
This is even bigger. And we knew that this decision was coming. We've seen the signals specifically from Justice Gorsuch, who you will see is going to be coming under. He's already under attack, but he's going to be coming under more attack because his rulings, his dissents, and the opposite side on these cases are brilliant. And we've used one or two of them already. And now we will definitely bring Chevron into our case at Court of Appeals. And let it be known here first, we are going to file a bypass right up to Michigan Supreme Court.
Well, one thing I do want to plug is, of course, this will be done by your attorney, David Delaney, and he's running for judge there in Otsego County.
Probate judge here to replace Judge Cooper, I believe, yeah.
Okay, so I have personally endorsed David Delaney for this probate judge position in Otsego County. If you guys are listening and you're not sure who to vote for a probate judge, definitely vote for David Delaney, because I believe he's the man that can fix a lot of things wrong in that probate judge court. And I think this affects families, Ian, and it absolutely has to be done. We need a new sheriff in town there in Otsego County.
Yeah, and David, you know, of course, I'm biased. He's my attorney. But, yeah, I mean, he's got 3 to 4 times the experience of the other candidates. They're good guys. But David has definitely been doing these sorts of things for a very, very long time.
Very good. IronPigSmoke.com. Get your carryout orders, get lunch there, support Ian and his legal defense fund by buying food and bringing your friends. Ian, yeah. We appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, buddy. Breakfast 7 days a week. Come get it.
Come get it. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Monday sought to reinforce her support of President Joe Biden as the Democratic nominee following his stumbles in last week's debate against Republican Donald Trump, saying she 100% believes Biden can carry Michigan in November. Whitmer, who's considered a rising star among Democrats and who serves as co-chair of Biden's reelection campaign, issued the statement after the national news outlet Politico suggested she had said Michigan was, quote, no longer winnable for Biden after he made a number of missteps in the televised debate against Trump. A Whitmer aide on the condition of not being ID'd said the comment, which was sourced by Politico,